Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If I'll deal with negative words when they come to me, they'll never penetrate me. I don't have to get in there and pray them out and spend 5 hours countering the ungodliness and the unbelief that's spoken. But if I don't say it because I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody or people might not understand what I'm doing, and so I don't say something, then when I get home, those words will be going over in my mind, and I'll have to get into the Word and start praying, and it may take me 4 or 5 hours to get my heart back to a place to where it's focused on God and only believing the truth. I know some of you are thinking, oh man, how do you live in this day and age? This is what Jesus is talking about. Death and life are in the power of words, and most of us just let terrible, ungodly. Many of you watch things on television where people yell at each other and have fights and scream. They say things that you don't believe. They're just living in common marriages. They aren't married to each other. There's no commitment. It's not a man and a wife. It's two men together doing all kinds of ungodly things. And you just watch this for entertainment and let unbelief and doubt and terrible things parade in front of you. You let the sewage of the world flow through your mind. And then all of a sudden you're going to stand up and in the name of Jesus I receive. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You're deceived if you think that you can let this world's unbelief and lies take root in your heart and not affect you. You have to believe in the power of words, and you need to specifically believe that the words you speak come to pass. You need to get to where you never say a word that you don't want to live. And so instead of the doctor says, I'm going to die, somebody comes up and says, how are you? Oh man, I hurt all over. I've got so many pains. The doctor says, I'm going to, and you just start spewing out all of this unbelief. You know what? You are having what you say. Some of you think, well, so are you just supposed to ignore it and act like you don't have a problem? I'm not saying that you don't say something. It's okay to say, well, I've got a problem and the doctor says I'm going to die, but. And then you begin to start speaking life. I'm not saying that you ignore that problems exist, but you should deny that problem the right to dominate and control you, and you shouldn't speak forth your hurt and your pains and your fears and your problems. Jesus, when he went to raise Lazarus from the dead, he says, our friend Lazarus is asleep. He knew Lazarus was dead, but he didn't want to use the word dead because of the way it affects people and the way it just acts like it's over, it's the end. To carnal people who don't operate in faith, when you say dead, that means that there's nothing we can do about it. So Jesus didn't want to use the word dead. He said, our friend Lazarus is asleep. And the disciples thought he was talking about taking a nap. And so they said, well, he's been sick. If he's asleep, he'll feel better. Why would you go wake him out of his sleep? When people misunderstood what he was saying, then it says in John chapter 11, Jesus said plainly, Lazarus is dead. But, see, he didn't just say, Lazarus is dead, period. He said, Lazarus is dead, but I am glad for your sake that I wasn't there to the intent that you might believe. And he turned it around and began to start speaking about, I'm going to raise him from the dead. It's okay for you to admit that there's a problem as long as you counter it with life. Sometimes you have to explain to people that I've got a pain. Like if you come up to me for prayer, I've had people before that says, by his stripes I'm healed. Well, then why do you want me to pray for you? Oh, I'm healed. Okay, well, good. And they say, no, would you please pray for me? I say, well, what do you want? And they won't say it. because they're so afraid to say that something is wrong. It's okay to say that you've got a problem as long as you don't stop there. As long as you go on to say, but I believe that God's power is greater. You've got to use your words to speak life. And here is another very important thing. Man, this is super important. This is so simple that some of you will miss this because it's just too simple. Jesus said, whosoever would say unto the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. He didn't say, whoever will say to me and ask me to remove the mountain. Whoever will confess that, God, I believe you are going to move this mountain. The mountain in this situation is talking about your problem. The Lord didn't tell you to talk to Him. He told you to talk to your problem. You're supposed to speak to the problem, not to God about the problem. This is what most Christians are doing. They're just talking to God. They're saying, oh God, the doctor says I'm going to die. Lord, would you please heal me? And they petition and beg God to heal them. That's not what the Bible says to do. The Bible told you to talk to the problem. Now, implied in there, I could spend an hour or two teaching on this. I'm going to say this very quickly. But implied in this, it shows that you understand what I've been talking about, spirit, soul, and body. That in your spirit, you are now identical to Jesus. That you have raising from the dead power on the inside of you. It's not out there, and you have to beg and ask God to give you this power. No, you already have it. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. And so instead of you having to go to God and say, God, I can't do anything. Would you please heal me? That's unbelief. The Bible says, by His stripes we were healed. It's already been done. That you have this raising from the dead power on the inside of you. And so for you to speak to the problem instead of speaking to God about your problem is implying that you understand who you are in Christ, that you have this authority and power, and that you can speak and release it with your words. Now that is major. It means that you are saying that, Father, thank you that I have this power and that you've done these things and now I can release that power. Did you know that the Bible doesn't tell you to pray for people to be healed? Many of you are thinking, oh, yeah, it does. No. It mentions in James chapter 5, if anybody's sick, let him call the elders of the church and have them anoint him with oil and pray over him, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. It talks about praying for people. I pray for people. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray for people. But the command in Scripture says, go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. There's a difference between healing the sick and praying for the sick. The way that the church does it today is they come and they say, oh God, we have no power. We are nothing. We are worms. We are just sinners saved by grace. Oh, would you stretch forth your hand? Would you heal? We ask you to just send your power, and we pray prayers like that. That's a safe prayer. Because all the responsibility is on God. And if the person just gets miraculously healed, you say, thank you, Father. And if nothing happens, they say, well, God works in mysterious ways. We don't know why God does what He does. No, the Bible told you to go heal the sick. It says, into whatever city you enter into, heal the sick that are therein. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you've received, freely give. He told you to heal the sick. That's implying that you must have the power. And it's not your power, but it's God's power. In the third chapter of the book of Acts, you find where Peter and John were going into the temple to pray. And they saw a beggar there, and he asked an alms of them. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto you. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they reached down and grabbed him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he went walking and leaping and praising God. They didn't pray for him. They never prayed a prayer. They never asked God to heal him. They said, such as I have. Did you know that that attitude will get you kicked out of nearly any spirit-filled church in the world today? I have been thrown off of television and radio stations. I've been banned. I've been kicked out of churches. I've been told that I'm the devil because I teach people that you have the resurrection power on the inside. And you don't need to go beg God as if he's done nothing. You need to believe that he's given you this power and you can command. You can release the power of God. I've had many people get mad and upset over that. That's not what most people believe. Most people are saying, oh God, would you please heal me? That's a prayer of unbelief. God says, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. It's already done. If God's already done it, why are you asking God to do what he's already done? It's because you don't believe that he's done it. It's because of unbelief. And why don't we believe? Well, because I don't feel anything. And the doctor says, all you're doing is talking about what's going on in the natural realm. But in the spiritual realm, God has given you raising from the dead power, and you release it by the words you say, believing in words, and knowing that when you say something, you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you say is going to come to pass. And you have to direct those words at the thing that's the problem, not to God. I had a woman come one time who had multiple diseases, and she had constant pain for 7 years. The doctors told her 3 years before she came to me that she would be dead within a year.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I believe that the truths I'm sharing could transform lives all around the world, and I'm doing everything I can to get this word out. We reach over 200 million homes worldwide. But you know what? There's still millions of homes to go. And if you haven't yet become a partner with our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then become a monthly partner with us. There are people all of the time who receive benefit from this. They are blessed. They listen, watch on a daily basis, and yet they've never given beyond just the materials that they get. I'd like to ask you to help us reach out beyond just your need and reach other people. Please call or write today.